Hi there, it's week 19 of 52 Weeks of Inspiration. Have you ever felt that you're living in a place? Now, this can be a location, such as where your home is, or living in a time that you really don't belong. That's often how I feel. Not about the place, because I tell you, I love, love, love my ranch and my home. But I definitely feel like I'm living in the wrong time. I've always loved history. I've always loved the pioneer days, and the sound of a wagon going down a gravel road fascinates me. The sound of it fascinates me. So imagine what it actually doing would make me feel and be. The smell of logs and pine. My dream home would be a log cabin. I've always been very drawn to anything to do with the prairies and long dresses and aprons, and I still watch Little House on the Prairie. I'm drawn to pioneers and settlers and how it all began. So much so that this past weekend, I dove down the rabbit hole, searching for answers about the land that we live on and the surrounding homesteads around us. And the deeper I searched, the more I learned. I learned that Clover Bar baseball team and the Brenner baseball team used to play against each other, and the rivalry was so intense that they would fight and break out in fistfights between the two teams. I imagine myself being there, seeing them in their old-fashioned baseball uniforms, understanding and knowing that the baseball diamond is still there, in fact, just down the road from my house, where they would meet every week to figure out who was going to be the champion that year. The old post office and the graveyard. I visited the Clover Bar graveyard this past weekend. I haven't been to a graveyard since I was 6 or 7 years old. I've always been afraid to go because of the energy of spirit. Me, a medium, walking into a graveyard. Somehow, this graveyard felt different. It was filled with pioneers, people who had come from Europe or a different land, a different place, who built the area that I live in from their hands. Something felt sacred about being there, recognizing all the names that I had witnessed on the maps and the quarters, knowing the person that was there that had started my land, had cleared it with their bare hands. I mourned that. And if that makes sense, as elated as I was to find these people and to honor them, I was sad. And I mean, deeply in my soul, sad. Why? Because as the malls and the stores continue to go up around me, I continue to feel like, when will it be enough? When will there be enough Tim Hortons, enough Lululemons, enough malls, enough Walmarts? Oh, the Walmart by my house? That land was actually owned by the Ball family. There were 17 children that lived in the brick house that they created. They owned the entire section of Emerald Hills. They worked themselves to the bone to create that, and they were one of the largest in the world record as having the most wheat taken off their fields ever in the world. They were won awards for this in Paris because there was such a shortage of bread during the war times. I mean, I could feel that in my bones, and I wanted to be there. And I felt like by being in this world where things are about stuff and so many things that feel so unimportant and trivial. I feel weakness here in who we are as a people. And yet there's so much strength and pride and growth and family and, commodity, connection. I yearn for that time. So I hope I'm inspiring you to figure out who was on your land before you were there. Who put in the first stake? Who were the pioneers? Who were the homesteaders? Who were the native people that were there? Who were they? What did they create that you're walking on or that you're enjoying to this day, even if you are in the city? If the message from Spirit is that we have to go back in order to go forward, we must need to learn something from this time. Something we're missing. Faith, relationships, ethics, morals, and values. We have to go back in order to go forward. And so I hope I've inspired you to do just that today.